For Kimmel of the days, we started the Sugya of Raiva Karav Hotanacha Arrive, of Hanina's Memra. And yesterday we discussed the case of Basash and Solomon Ayin and the ramifications of the Sugya. The Nakuda we discussed yesterday, I've seen since then, is a some that's Nageya. In Kama Vakama Tziurim, it's found in Yerodeya, and Ebenezer and Chayshim Mishpat. And Archaim, I still don't know. But as we'll see in a minute, understanding Rav Akarav Hachanach HaRav and the Pri Chodesh that we discussed yesterday is not just the Sugya here, Sugya in many cases. Let's just first see the Gemara. Because we start talking, we're going to end up not learning the Gemara. Let's see again, Masav Reb Zeira. We learned yesterday, Masav Reb Zeira, Hayo Ha'ira Kroiva El Acholol. It says that you measure Fegla Ruf into the closest city. Afagav Dika Chrisi Zatishiminei. Why don't you go bust to the biggest city, Rive? So we imagine Pshat yesterday. Not Pshat that you go bust to the biggest city in the world, because that's not Mestavim. Because then every Egla Ruf would be the same biggest city in the world, according to this Gemara. It means the biggest city of those cities that are right nearby, that are the Kar of life. So the Gemara says, why don't you go Basarai, the biggest city nearby? There it says, the Daleka. V'leizel Basa Ruba de Alma, and for the Gemara, B'yashev Esbein Heharim. Now this Teretz, B'yashev Esbein Heharim, what does that mean, B'yashev Esbein Heharim? It means it's in a place where the Ruba de Alma doesn't come. It's in a secluded area. Well, who goes there? Only the people that live right there. People that, from Ruba de Alma, if you're traveling from New York to Chicago, you don't go through side areas. You don't go through Harim. You go through main roads. So, Manela, Yosheves Bein Harim, you're not judging everybody else. Now, yesterday, I mentioned to you the halacha that if you find meat on a street, you go baser rive. If it's rive, kashra butcher stores, the meat you find is mutter. And if it's rive treifa butcher stores, the meat you find is treifa. Lavdafka meat, it means even meat, koshke and other foods. So I told you yesterday, the Shach and Simon Aleph, the Kut Yud Zayin, says that. That we don't judge the city. We judge the spot where it was found. You found it on Avenue J, you judge if right people that go past this corner are from a Yidden, kosher meat, then it's kosher. If right people who go past this spot are non-kosher, then it's non-kosher. That's the halacha, the way the Shach and Simon Aleph of Katmiyud Zayin explains it. And the Shach is saying that the Machaber, that that's Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. So the Prichadosh asked, as I said yesterday, the Prichadosh asked, now what do you mean? Rav Karev Halchanach HaRav. We don't go according to Karev. So if you find meat on Avenue J, why do you go according to the people who are Karev to that spot? The people who are on Avenue J, that they're mostly Yidden. Go according to Rav of the city. Rav of Brooklyn is not kosher meat. And in fact, the Pri Chodesh, it should be treif. How could the Shach forget sugya in Perek LaYachbar that Rav Akarav Halchanach HaRav? This is the Pri Chodesh's kasha. So yesterday, I suggested a teretz, which I wanted to be medayik from the Rav Yaakov Emden, but I saw afterwards that what I'm saying says already in other places. The Tuor Shar in Simen Samach Gimel says this, and the Kresi Uplaisi in Simen Aleph says something come out the same, and he learns it into the Gemara. He says, look at this Teretz, the Yosheves Bein Aharim. What does it mean, Yosheves Bein Aharim? That means if I have a road where I know who goes on this road, only local people, then I'm done on the people that go on this road. I don't go according to Ruba Da'alma. That's the whole pshat in this Gemara. If it's a road that's a public road that Reuven, that everybody in the world uses to travel to get from place 100 miles away to 100 miles north to place 100 miles south, people travel through this road, so they have to go according to Reuven Yalma. But if it's a local road, that's Yeshevas Ben Arim. It's a local road. You go according to the people that are mostly on that road. Dr. Crazy or Placy, this rule that if you find people in that if you have a road and you know that right who go on this road are a certain sort of people, then you go according to that, which is what we said yesterday. With Araya, he moves into the Gemara via Yeshevas Ben Arim. So what we're going to try to do, and this is what I want to pretty much do today, the whole shiur is just to establish this one yesod, which we're going to show a few ma'arukaihas for. We're going to try to establish a yesod that even though you don't go basa karayv, there are exceptions. The first exception, which I think everyone is masking to, we'll have to look at days and how to apply it, but I think everyone's masking to. If it's b'mekaymai, if you know the market, where the thing is, the place where this thing is, you know it's makim, that's not called karev. It's makim is more than karev. It's makim, you're down on that makim. All right, people who go in this place, you don't start judging big cities all around, big neighborhoods all around. If you can be down on that makim, you're down on the makim. You don't start judging anything else. If you can't be down on the makim, find meat in the woods, you don't know who goes past here, you're ready for what type of people. So then you have to judge Reuven Yalma. But Stamazai, if you have a makim that you can judge, you go according to that makim. Now, this halacha is not limited, as I told you, to Tehran Ezer. The Shas says the same thing, the Cheshire Mishpat, the Simir Reishman Tess, the Sma of Cotton Vav. Like the Shach, the Snas and Cotton Vav says the same thing. If you find an Aveda, you find an Aveda, so you all know, if you find an Aveda in a place that's Roiv Goyim, even if it has a Simin, you're allowed to keep it. If you find an Aveda in a city that's Roiv Yidin and it has a Simin, you're not allowed to keep it. You have to be Machris. Brooklyn is Roiv Goyim. What happens if you find an Aveda on Avi and Jay? You find an Aveda in the front of the yeshiva. Do you say the city is Rav Goyim and it's Mutter? Or do you say this spot is Rav Yidden and it's Chayv L'Hachlis? So the Sma in Reish Bentes of Cotton Vav says the same yeshiva that you go according to the spot. And he asked the Kasha, why do you go according to the spot? I ride the car of Hachanacharai. We should go according to ride in the city. And he answers the same teretz. He says it in four words. Maybe there's more than one way to understand what he's saying. But he says, if it's Mekaymai, then you're not being down on Karai. You're being down on the Makim, and then you're just down on the Makim. So we have that the Sma saying this. Now, the Netziv has a tshuva, Chelek Dalet, Meshav Davar, Chelek Dalet, Simin Yud Bez. Starting with the Netziv, it's a Ramban. The Ramban is on Chof Dalet. But this is the way I found it. I found the Netziv. The Franco Rambam on the Rambam, and this Gemara took him to the Netziv. The Netziv had the following Shaila. A single girl became pregnant. She said, they asked her who she pregnant from. So she said that there was a Masharis in the house. There was a man who worked in the house, who lived in the house, worked in the house. And she said that she's pregnant from him. Now he happened to be a Kayan. He initially denied it. At the end, he was Maida. He gave an Amasla why he denied it originally. Obviously, he tried to get out of it initially. And now he wants to marry her. He's asking to marry her. She's pregnant. By the time the Shaila came to the Meshul Dabba, she gave birth already. What's the Shaila? Pasha. The Shaila is, a Kayan is not allowed to marry a Zayna. If she was Mazana,
Now, firstly, you have not halacha. If a girl, a single girl, is mezana with someone she's allowed to marry, she doesn't get a din zayna. If she's mezana with someone she's not allowed to marry, with a guy, then she gets a din zayna, and she's not allowed to marry a kayin. It's a common problem with Baal Teshuva. People who were mezana before they became frum, now they're limited, unless they know that they're mezana only with yidden. But if they're mezana with kayin, they're limited. A lot of Baal Teshuva cannot marry a kayin because they have a din zayna. This girl who's pregnant now has a baby. If you go basar roiv, and if it's a case of roiv gayim, then she could marry this kayin, unless you believe it. She's a zayna, she can't marry him. It's only if you believe them that she is a zayna with him, then you're allowed to be mekel. But there's a halacha that without roiv, we're not soymech on the nemanis of the girl, the woman who's mezana. This is this, the first paragraph of this. The Torah, woman's belief, Yisha Beidekas and mezana. I mean, the Rabbanan, you need roiv, according to some Rishonim, you need trei rubi, but you certainly need roiv. So the nidain of the Netziv is how to be done this shayla with roiv. What? That's the halacha, that the person's not able to say. She's saying, he's saying, he was mezana with her, because she was mezana with 10 other people. He doesn't know it's his child. He doesn't know that one. What? So you're remembering the Hinnuf called the Parish Meruva Parish. You're thinking of the Hinnuf called the Parish Meruva Parish. There's nothing I don't think has to do here. And you're jumping. And then Tziv says that. And Tziv writes, he writes it as a tziruf, but he writes that here, it's not a case of Raiva Kariv. It's not a question of Kariv. It's someone who lived in her house Manish. Yitziv writes that if it's Mekaymai, if the Safik is someone who's been Mekaymai, that's more than Kariv, and with Toilet, that this Nus was been Mekaymai. If we know in her house there lives another man, so with Toilet, that he's Mezana with that man, because Mekaymai is stronger than Kariv, and stronger than Raiv. If it's been Mekaymai, so then we have every right to be Taila that she was Mezana bin Mekaymai. What? We don't say Kol Kavua. Why don't you say Kol Kavua? Now, the Gemara says that there's a svara that the first nakavua, the maskon of the Gemara is that the person is kavua. If this nus was by her, then it's kavua. If this nus was by him, then it's called the parish. That's what it says. So we don't know where it was. Okay, this chelik of it, I can't answer you. He doesn't go into this prat. But he uses this svara of mekaymai, that by mekaymai you don't make such nidainim. That it's stronger than Karev. And he says that there are three Gedalei HaPaiskim that hold up the side of Mekaymai. The Taz, the Shach, and the Sma. Can't get better than Taz, Shach, and Sma. The Halacha L'maisim. Where does he find the Taz, the Shach, and the Sma? The Sma I just spoke out in Rishon Tes. The Shach is Siman Aleph of Kut Yudayim. The Shach also by Basar Shem Salmanai. Where's the Taz? The Taz is in Yerodeya Simeresh Tzadik Dalid. I think it's a cotton with Zion. on a case that we're going to have a chavdal and avad aleph. That's why I'm jumping a little. But the case there is where they found wine hidden in a vineyard, and that vineyard is Arla. The vineyard itself is a vineyard where the grapes are Arla. This year the grapes are all awesome. And they found wine stored there. Someone, obviously a guy, that stole the wine and hid it. So the question is, do you assume that that wine is Aser because it came from that vineyard? So Shulchan Aruch brings what we're going to have in the Gemara, that a ganiv doesn't hide things in the place he stole it from. The ganiv's not going to hide the wine in the same vineyard he stole it from. And therefore, you can assume fakirat that the wine is not Arla wine. So you state in the Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara. Fraktataz. Why do you need that reason? Why do you need that reason? We pass in Rav Vakar of Hochanacha Harav anyway. So if you find wine in a vineyard, and the vineyard is Arla, anyway, I wouldn't say it comes from a vineyard. I would say anyway that it comes from Ruba da Alma, and it's not Arla. Most of the world is not Arla. So anyhow, I would say it comes from Ruba da Alma. So why do you need to bring the Gemara? The Gemara only says the reason for demanding the Armaru Hall is Rav Vakar of Hochanacha Harav. The Gemara says the parents that the Ganovim don't hide in their own field. But La Halacha, we pass the Reiv Kol Machnecha Reiv anyway. So La Halacha, who needs this reason that Ganovim don't hide it there? The Taz answers what we're saying. But the Taz, B'mekaymai is not Reiv Karev. If it would be the Derech for Ganovim to hide it there, then we would consider it Arla. We would consider it Arla. Because the Mekaymai, we go by some Mekaymai. And not only that, he adds the Lashin Kan Nimtza Kan Haya, an expression that we discussed earlier this man. There's a Chazaka Kan Nimtza Kan Haya. If you find something here, you assume it was here all along. And that's why somebody has been Mekaymai. We discussed it by Mumin. If a woman gets married and you find a mum, you assume the mum was there already from before the Kiddush. Kan Nimtza Kan Haya. But the same thing, if you find something in a place, has nothing to do with Reiv Karev. It's stronger. Kan Nimtza Kan Haya is a Chazaka. You find it here, your symbol is always here. So this is klal number one. Chlora klal, when we spoke yesterday, the Prichadash doesn't agree with it. But outside of the Prichadash, it seems pretty much that everyone's masking. It's a Beferish Ramban, we'll have a Chavdalid. Muki Yosef brings it. And it's at least the Shach, Taz, and Sma. So that, like I say, was set. As far as this first klal was set, it's a chlora klal. You have to get now to a second step and see how far it goes. But here we have a rule that if something is the Mekaymai, you judge it according to Mekaymai. Now let's learn a little more of the Gemara. The next piece of Gemara is identical to the one of Egel Arufa, just as by a Shaivach. The Gemara says, "Tana nipola nimtza b'sech hamisha ma'ama hariyu shabal ha-shaivach. Avagav dikach rini did nafish minei." Right, the Gemara, there may be different shaivchim that have more birds. So why am I going according to the Karev? To Rai, you go according to Karev? So the Gemara answers, "Bidaleka." I don't know what the Havah means. Bidaleka means this is the biggest shaivach in the whole world. How do you learn the Gemara? Bidaleka, there's no other big shaivach in the whole world. Again, you can't learn the Gemara unless you use the Yaivitz. Yaivit said that what we're talking about is only wherever you found this bird in every direction, the closest shaiva. One direction might be 1 mile, one direction might be 30 miles. But we're not down the whole world. We're just down all the things around it. So with the Lekka, there's no bigger one in a circle around it. Now here, how you can attach it? There are other shaifim. Ibid aleka vadeh hunayfo. So what does he mean? That it's right. It's vadeh miyahunayfo. That's what the Gemara means. Hachamayeskina b'madada. It's talking about a walking bird. Amarato kabachama kol medada emadada yosem minun. So it's impossible. It came from the shayla. It was dropped by a passerby. The mele would not tell it in the shayla.
Why do I have to do that?
Techamishim is? Okay, so we're going to discuss that. Why did the Gemara say that Techamishim Amma is Mekayim? It's not Mestaba that Techamishim is Mekayim, is it? But the Teres Chaim here discusses it. The Tzais brings a Teres Chaim, so we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Okay. The Gemara has here Vaya Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya's famous Vaya. Raglai achas b'sech nunama, raglai achas chutzmin nunama, and chamishimama mahu. Although, of course, Rav Yirmiya ben Midrash. So he asked the question, if you have 1 foot, the bird is 1 foot in the 50 amma, 1 foot out, what's the din? So they threw him out of the Beis Midrash. Now, why did they throw him out? The way I normally run it, this is such an unusual case, they just made everyone laugh, and right, what the son is. I don't understand it. Why is it a big latanus? What's more likely? You'll find a bird 1 foot within 50 amma, 1 foot outside of 50 amma, or that you'll have a dead body exactly equal distance from two cities, and the two cities are exactly the same size, exactly the same number of people. Like, what's... Is Rabbi Yirmiya any funnier than all the other ukimtas in the Gemara? Is he any funnier than... You should just know that Rav Yirmiya had a machlekes b'shita with other gedolei Bavel. Rav Yirmiya moved from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and he had a big machlekes b'shita with others who were in Eretz Yisrael about some explain that he had machlekes in Derech Halimud, and some that he had machlekes in Derech Achayim b'chlau. The Gemara says that Rav Zeira never laughed. Rav Yirmiya asked all the funny Ibayas to try to get Rav Zeira to laugh. I think Rav Zeira tried to get him. The Gemara says in one place that the Gemara says he asked an Ibaya and he almost got him to laugh. The Gemara makes a statement. The Gemara there is talking about the Mishnah says if a shar gives birth to a form of a chamar, if it's kosher or not. So the Gemara talks if a woman gives birth to a form of a chamar. So Rav Yirmiya asked an Ibaya, if a woman gives birth to a chamar, a form of a chamar, and someone gives a kedushin, what the halach is, if it's a kedushin or not. So it says he almost got Rav Zeira to laugh when he asked the Ibaya. I don't know what it almost means. He started laughing and he put himself. So that's the question. But the sort of machlaikis in Derech Achayim that Rav Yirmiya asked, Gemara says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says they told Rav Yirmiya, lav amina lacha, a topic nashach levar mihelfasim. That don't start up. I think Tosfos brings it. The kids are that they told Rav Yirmiya stick to learning. Don't start talking to us about other things. Call me the chacham and kachu, and don't start being a philosopher about it. And anyway, they threw Rav Yirmiya out of the Beis Medrash over this. Those of you who learned Kuf Samachay, the Gemara says he was machnia himself. After he was thrown out, they sent him to ask him a shayla. He said, I'm not kedai that you send me shaylas, but so it was machni himself, they let him back in. But Akopanim. Right, anyway, this is all aside the distraction to the Gemara. Toshma, back to the Sugya, Nimsa Beshne Shaif Chais, Karl Lazeh Shalai, Afagat the Chami Nayanafish Machavra, Chameskina Shishtev Shab, Alevo Basa Ruba Da Alma. Is this case any less clear? Shneim shavim. It's the mamish. Rabbi Yirmiya. I saw the Dibris Maisha, the horror. Maisha says he doesn't understand why they threw Rabbi Yirmiya out of yeshiva. Rabbi Yirmiya asked 1 foot here, 1 foot here. And the next Gemara says you have two shayf chais. You find a bird exactly between the two. That's the case in the Mishnah, right? Exactly between the two, and they both have exactly the same number of birds. So Maisha says that's any less than Rabbi Yirmiya. The way he has to stuff, yeah. He got the whole place to live, right? They said 50 amis, so there's no such thing as. So, but his question is, why did Amidas Chacham? It's all funny. So, but they're saying it's impossible. You're not going to find the Badezas to go 50 amis and half a step. So, if you disagree with someone, you get thrown out of yeshiva. That's it. I don't know. It seems that it happened for a while before they throw it out. Although, of course. Anyway, Hakamayaskina Bishil Shakrami. This is all talking in a Shvil Shakranim. What's the big deal about a Shvil Shakranim? Dim Isa, the Amas, he came to Mididi, La Matiyas. They called the Mididi, Vaha, the Chazilei, Lekine, Mididi, Lai, Mididi. You should know one thing about birds. When they go for a walk, they can't fly, but they go for a walk, they'll only walk if they look back and they can still see the nest. They won't make a turn where they can't see the nest anymore. They're not going to. It's like little kids when they're on the street sidewalk and they run away from their mother. So every few minutes they look back. Right? If the mother runs into the driveway and you can't see, the kids will come running back. And they'll just sit down and cry. So the birds are the same. If they can see their mother's nest, then they're good. If not, no. Gemara brings another case, the same thing. Omer Abayah Fananami Tanina. Dam Shenimtza Beproizdar. Svekei Tamei Shechas Kasei Min HaMakar. So you have no mitzias. The mitzias is by a woman. There's one nekev in the body where it comes out, sai from her bladder. Sai, when a woman urinates, the urine from her bladder comes out. And sai, the damnida, which comes from the makar. Damnida comes from the uterus, which is further up in the body. And further up in the body, there's the uterus, which the Gemara always calls the makar. Called the makar, that's the makar of that's the uterus of the womb where a woman becomes pregnant. The bladder is closer to the exit of the body than the uterus. So in the Lashon of Chazal, in the Lashon Naki, they use the Lashon of Praizdar, and in the guf of the woman is a Praizdar, and then here's the uterus, and then the bladder has an opening here into the that goes out of her body. This is out coming out of her body. So Gemara says you find down in the Praizdar, so it could come from the Makar, Damida, or it could come from the bladder sometimes, not usual, but sometimes a person has a condition where they bleed from the bladder as well. In Lashon Chazal it's called the Aliyah. So Dama Nimsa Bepraizdar Svekai Tame Sheches Kasai Min HaMakar. We assume it came from the Makar, which is where most of the dam in her body comes out from. Apagav the Ika Aliyah the Makarva. Aliyah is the bladder, even though the bladder is closer to the place of the dam. Still, we go Basar Raiv and not Basar Karaiv. The Chayr, it's a Raiv from here to Reb Chanina. That Raiv a Karaiv, Achanach a Raiv. Amalei Rava, no, Raiv Matzi, comrades. Raiv Matzi, like a Lamadi Yama. It's not Shaila, it's Raiv and Matzoi. It's Shkiach. Some of that Shkiach, it's not an unusual thing. You didn't find a bird in the middle of the road. It's Matzi that is done. So that is no Shaila, and I'll prove it to you. The Tanya Reb Chiya, Dama Nisim of Praise, the Chayavin Olav Abim Migdash, the Safran Olav is a Truma. So it's a Vadai. That's what Reb Chiya said. Amar Rav, Shemami Nav, Reb Chiya Tlas. Shemami Nav, Rai, the Karav Al Chach Arai. Shemami Ra, Ruvah Dai Raisa. Shemami Nav, Yisla Derev Zaira. Amar Rav Zaira, Af Mishad Vaseis Medina and the Ulais. So Aisha Nami, the Chi, Dalseis Medina and the Ulais, Dami, Afilach, Gazlina Basarum. What does it mean, Dalseis Medina and the Ulais? It means there's a concept of two rives. It could be done on, let's say, the case where a woman's mezana. So you have one rive, is right people of the city, aksheres. You have a second rive, that even if it's someone from outside the city, right people who travel in from outside the city, aksheres, that would be called trei rivim, two rives. Da'aseis medina ne'ulais means you don't have two rives, because they don't let people in from outside the city. The gates to the Medina are locked. So there's only one rive. So the Gemara is saying, you don't go into the Cheshbon of two rives, because even though there's only one rive, it's still, you go, Isha, there's no two rives. Either Dan came from the car or the bladder. There's no second rive that could have come from outside her body. No such thing. So the Lachika is Lina Basaruta. So what is Rabbi saying? So Shmami na for Reb Chiya that Rav called Achanach Arayv. A minute ago, Rav said it's not true. Rav Matzi is different. How can he now say it's a Raya Rav the car of Achanach Arayv? Or Rav would am Rav Matzi like a Laman Diyama? Had to be Rav Meayi. Why do we? what are we saying here? That there's no difference between a raiv that's matzoi and a raiv that's not matzoi. The shaila now becomes, what about a korev that's matzoi? Well, we'll call a korev de muchach. That's the lashon that's used by the paiskim. What about a korev de muchach? Do you go baser a korev de muchach, or you don't go baser a korev de muchach? Now, we're going to come out, we're going to have three gedarim. Till now we have Karev, talking about Nosa. And we have Mekayim, which is a Ramban, which I still haven't showed you. I'll show it to you this Hashem Sunday when we see it in the Beisim. And now there's an in-between stage called Karev de Muchach. What's a Karev de Muchach? I'll give you an example of what I would call a Karev de Muchach. Let's say you go on the street and you find a purse. The purse is open. And on the floor next to the purse, there are a few coins. Yeah. The purse has a simon, and Yechayv Lahashkos. It's the Yiddish area. The coins are Moisvot Uzaras. Their money, which is just plain money. Money you're allowed to keep. So it says in Eilu Metzius, and we pass this way in Shulchan Aruch, that if it looks like the money came from the purse, knows the purse is the pad, the opening of the purse is towards the money. So then you assume the money came from the purse. As I state in Eilam Tzias and Gaf Chafei, and so Shulchan Aruch Simei Reis Amos Beis, you assume the money came from the purse. The Tzais Simei Reis Amos Beis of Cotton Beis declares how close to the purse is called that it's muchach, it comes from the purse. How close is called that it came from there? The Ksais brings our Ramban, but not the way we spoke it out. We spoke out the Ramban mekaymai, the way it says a shach, the way it says a smad, the way it says in Taz. That mekaymai, you go Basar that it came from there. The Ksais agrees to Mekayimai. He doesn't argue with Mekayimai. But he says, not only is the Ramban talking about Mekayimai, he's talking about Karev de Muchach. So close that it's Muchach. It seems that it came from there. And a Karev de Muchach is also like Mekayimai. The Ksais is not Mechalik between Karev de Muchach and Mekayimai. He says, just like Mekayimai, the same thing, Karev de Muchach. It's so close that it's muchach, it came from there, it's also good. And he says, look in the Teres Chaim, the Baba Basra, and Daf Bav Gimel. The Teres Chaim says, until 50 amis is called Korva de Muchach. Mind boggling. Coins 50 amis from a purse, I don't think anybody will say it's Korva de Muchach. He says, it says here, 50 amis is Korva de Muchach. And there's such a thing as a Korva, which is a riot from there. And he says that's the sheet of the Ramban, and I'll add that the Ramban also holds Korev de Muchach, Yigov HaSakarev. And that's why the coins are considered to come from there. How close is Korev de Muchach? So the Ktzai says Tzarechi, and he says the Teres Chaim says 50 Yanus. The Masechta Avodah Zarah, it talks about an Avodah Zarah called Markulis. Markulis was an Avodah Zarah. They used to throw stones at this Avodah Zarah. If you throw a stone at the Avodah Zarah, the stone becomes Asabana. It's Takruvus Avodah Zarah. It could be the Guf Avodah Zarah. So how close to the Avodah Zarah do we say the stone came from there? You find a stone in the street near the Avodah Zarah. Is that considered to be part of Markulis? So there's a machlekes there, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says Tef Dalet Amis is considered as you assume the stone came from the Makulas. The Tosfos says Amo Ichasi Amo. Either half an Amo or an Amo is considered a came from the Makulas. There also, Zot Tzois, why don't you go bus arrive? Raiv the car of Hoth Nachah arrive. Why don't you say the stone came from Ruba Da'alma? Zaktik Tzais, yet another raya. Pardon the Arayis. If you think about all the cases, we have the case of Nus, we have the case of Naveda, we have the case of Asher the Solomon Ayin, and the case of Simon Reshman Tess, also is Aveda, in the street, which street you're finding. And now we have Hilchos Avodah Zarah. The stone, we go buster right the car. Why don't we go buster Ruben Alma? Teretz says, this is Makaiva, he's up to Ktsais. This is Makaiva. But he says, Tzarechi. Why, there it's Dalet Amis, and there it's 50 Amis. And by a purse, how close is close? He says, Tzarechi, I don't know. Is it 4 Amis? Is it 1 Amma? Is it 50 Amis? From a starter, a coin doesn't fall 50 Amis. So he says, Tzarechi, and how close is considered close? And how much is considered that was stuck before to write the Kar of Alchana Chakarim? See, that's Tzarechi. Zaktik Tzais, the rush on Chavtala Ramad Aleph, we're going to learn the rush on Sunday. The rush does not hold of Kurva de Muchach. He holds that Kurva de Muchach, the Roy, you go bus arrive. So, Praktik Tzais Akasha, how is the rush going to explain the case of the coins near the purse? How is the rush going to explain if you find coins near a purse? The coins get the din of the purse. How are you going to explain that? Bishlam like the Rambam and the Ramban. That's a kurva de muchach halchanach akarai. It's good. But the rush holds that right and kurva de muchach. You go basa ruba de alma. So zakta ktsai. Sarachi and gabla on the rush. How is he going to learn the din of the coins that are near there, Tzarechi. So this rush, I'm going to leave for Sunday. We're going to answer this rush. One more kasha that Tzarechi asks. It brings another case. Like I said, the more I'm learning this sugya, the more I see, the more and more cases. It brings a case in Eben Ezer Simeon Zion. They found a dead body. The body is not recognizable. Halacha is, if a body decays for 72 hours, it's not allowed to be simach on Tvias Ayin. If you recognize the face, you can't rely on it. If there's a simon, let's say he had a body mark, a simon you can rely on, but on Tvias Ayin you can't rely. This dead body had no simon on it. But the body has a ring on its finger. It's wearing a baguette. A pen in the pocket. So Shulchan Aruch it says, if it has a beged that people sometimes borrow, you can't rely on the beged. So maybe he borrowed it. How do you know that this is that mace? Of course, the nafkamina is talking is to be mounted the woman to remarry. The woman, you want to be mounted the wife to remarry. She shouldn't remain an aguna. So it says you can't rely on clothing that are borrowed, but something like a ring or a purse or a wallet. That people don't borrow wallets and borrow empty wallets. If you don't borrow a wallet, someone else has things in it. That you're allowed to rely on. As I said, Shmuel. So if the Beis Shmuel, that's only if the ring is on the finger. If the wallet is in the pocket of the mace. But if you find the mace and the ring is next to it, or the purse is next to it, then we say right the car if halchamacha arrive, and you cannot rely on the keli that you found. They state in the Beis Shmuel, Simi Yitzayim, Beis Shmuel, it's a cut in Nem Aleph. So the Ktsais brings the Beis Shmuel, and he says, what's the difference between the ring next to the mace and the coins next to the purse? What's the difference in two cases? They're both kurva de muchach, and we pass in that coins next to a purse were nekel. So it's a riddle. Why is the ring next to the mace different than the coins next to the purse? And it's even more of a tease, because you look at the Beis Shmuel says a ring next to the mace, you don't assume it came from the mace, right? The carbon, not how right. And he says, don't ask me from Chayshim Mishmerei Samabeis, the coins next to the purse, because that's different. Period. He doesn't say why it's different. It always gets you when you have a God Ladar. He says something like, it's so posh, I don't even have to tell you. Now, if he says, so posh, I don't have to tell you, we should be ashamed if we can't at least come up with a possibility. You don't have to be ashamed, because the Ketzai says he doesn't understand. What's the difference? But for Sunday, you have to figure this out. So basically, for Sunday, you don't have so much Gemara, I assume you're close to where I'm up to. Yomit Beis is a Mishnah three lines down. Yeah, the Sugya Rai Vekari. Do that. For Sunday, learn the Mukiyaisa B'Shem the Ramban. It's two lines in the Mukiyaisa. Compare it to the Ramban's Lash. It's not exactly the same. And again, the Tzais is Reish Samach Beis Beis. The Shmuel is the Tzimi Yad Zayin. At least it's cut in Mem Aleph. And it's Hashem Sunday. We're going to try a Mahalach to answer this, to understand this. And hopefully they'll help us. I forgot to point out that Tosis also talks about Korban Demuchach. Tosis Afalgav talks about Korban Demuchach. It's a short Tosis. So try to have all this prepared in the Tosis.